Of Parshas Pinchas takes a sharp turn. In the fourth reading, we talked about Moshe Rabbeinu making demands that the Jewish people be granted leadership, leadership that's compassionate and sagacious, leadership that's engaged and committed. And now, the fifth reading, which happens to be the 28th chapter of Parshas, of the book of Numbers, Chumash Bamidbar, the fifth reading of Parshas Pinchas, by Yedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, God speaks to Moses saying, now God's back in the driver's seat. Now God is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu once again. And he says, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael, command the children of Israel, ve'amarta aleihem, and you should say to them, es korban ilach mili ishai, my korban, which literally could translate as my offering, lachmi could literally translate as my bread, li'ishai, my fire offering. Reach nichoichi, what is a pleasing aroma to me, tishmru, must be kept. La hakriv li, so that it might be drawn or brought or offered before me, b'moy adoy, in its appropriate time. So Rashi helps us understand how suddenly the subject matter changes. Tzavas b'nei Yisrael, says Rashi, ma omer l'mayla, what did we read about earlier? In the latter part of the fourth reading, we heard about Moshe Rabbeinu's request, Yifked Hashem, let God appoint a person over the congregation. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is God's response now. Besides his immediate response that it should be Yehoshua. I have a person and his name is Yehoshua. But now God gives a broader response. Acha'ata mitzavani albonai. You're worried about me taking care of the children? So before you worry about me taking care of the children, how about worrying about the children taking care of me? Tzav as bonei olai. Why don't you speak to the children and make sure they remember me? And here Rashi metaphorizes. And he says, drawing on the words of our sages, although he tweaks it slightly, Moshe l'bas melech shehoisa nifteres min ha'olam. This could best be understood as per the metaphor of a young princess who is tragically passing away early, at a young age. And this, the king's daughter, hoisa mafkedes l'baila al bonei. She was busy instructing her husband about the children. And she was saying, make sure that you take care of the kids. They're not going to have a mother. And the husband said, don't worry about me taking care of the kids. I'm worried about the kids taking care of me. As to say, you are a princess. The children feel that they are the children of royalty. And I'm just a commoner. I married into this. And because of that, the children are going to demean me. They're not going to take care of me. And so you speak to the kids. I'll take care of the kids. Don't you worry about it. You make sure the kids don't forget about me. So here in the same sense, Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about God taking care of the Jewish people. God says, don't worry. I'll take care of the kindle, my kindle. Don't worry. The Jewish people taken care of. How about them remembering me? How about them taking care of the responsibilities and the obligations they have towards God? So this is how Tzavas B'nai Yisrael opens up. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the response to Moshe Rabbeinu's request is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, you're telling me, Yifked Hashem, that Hashem should worry about appointing somebody, Elikei Ruchais. I'm more worried about B'nei Yisrael, that they will forget about me. And therefore, tell them, command them, instruct them, V'yamar Toleim, and say to them, Eskor B'nei Lach Mele Yishai. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that since Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to warn the Jewish people about the offerings that they have to bring, so as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was there, everything was going to be fine. Because when the cat is away, the mice come out to play. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be here anymore. And Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be here to ensure that the people are following the straight and narrow. That's when there's a concern. So God says, you know what? You're not going to be here. Now is when you need to speak to the people. Now, make sure that in your absence, they will not forget to do their responsibility. And that's how this follows. Yifked Hashem Elikei Ruchais. It's not, in Rabbeinu Bechaya's view, it's not so much as God commanding him, make sure you're telling me what to do, I'm telling you what to do, but it's more about one of the things that we have to be concerned with in the aftermath of Moshe Rabbeinu's presence, of Moshe Rabbeinu's missing, is that the Jewish people will not forget about their daily responsibilities. The Ramban puts it a little bit differently. He says, since we spoke earlier, not about Moshe Rabbeinu worried about the Jewish people, but what did we speak about prior to that? There's a longer cadence here. Prior to that, we talked about the land of Israel being divvied up. And that's why we had to discuss this business of Moshe Rabbeinu not going to the land of Israel, because Moshe Rabbeinu heard God say, you will divide the land of Israel. He said, I will divide the land of Israel. Oh, I think maybe now the neder, the vow that I wouldn't enter the land of Israel has been rescinded because I'm going to be the one who's giving the land to the people. God says, no, that's not going to happen. There's going to be somebody else. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes back. So God says back to them now, when they're going to come to the land of Israel, and in the land of Israel, korbanot are going to change. How so? So we know that during the sojourns in the desert, the daily offerings were brought, the korban tamid is brought every day, but the korbanot musafim, the additional offerings, which were brought for Rosh Chodesh and holidays, and the Shabbat, this was not brought in the Midbar, says Ramban, and therefore Hashem now speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu all over again about the importance, first of daily offerings, but really the daily offerings lead us into the korban musaf, something which is going to happen uniquely in the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. The Sifse Kohenim says, as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was amongst the Jewish people, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had nachas on the Jewish people. It all worked out. He was basically the shield. He protected the people. And as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was there, he made sure everything was right. And when Moshe Rabbeinu would not terrestrially be there anymore, the Jewish people would be missing something key and critical in their ongoing relationship with God. Who would be there to ensure that things get smoothed over? Who would be there to ensure that they would return to tshuva and make sure that Hashem has nachas from them? So the answer is korbanot, the offerings. That takes in some way the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's interesting. It's like many, many years later, we said that the tefillot, that the prayers could take the place of korbanot. But originally, korbanot were also taking the place of something, if you will. Korbanot were brought before, but they rose to greater prominence in the absence of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's when God says, now make sure this korbanot, because that will ensure that the people remain finding grace in my eyes, that concept of Reich Nechayach Hashem Hevi Nachas in the Jewish people. Rabbeinu Yosef B'chor Shor says, the korbani lachmi le'ishai. So this is like, he said in the metaphor, it's like the daily meal, as it were, served to God, because the fire consumes the korban like a person consumes their meal. So why do we use that expression? Why is it said korbani, my korban, and then lachmi, then my bread, and then le'ishai, and then placed upon my fire, and then the business of tishmeru? So Rashi says each one of these words has a particular meaning. What is korbani? What is lachmi? Korbani, says Rashi, ze hadam. This refers to the blood that is dashed on the mizbeach. That's the korban. What brings us close to God? When we give of our life, our vitality, of which the blood is symbolic. And then comes lachmi. What's lachmi? Elu ha'emurim. These are the particular portion of the animal that the Torah designates has to be burnt on the mizbeach. One of the reasons that they're called emurim is there's a number of different ideas behind that terminology. One of them is the things which Hashem omar, the things which Hashem specified. These are the parts of the animal, these are the entrails that have to be consumed or burnt on the fire. What would that mean for us? That means that what is lachmi, what is, so to speak, the bread of God? When we follow His instructions. Emurim, do what He said. Instead of lecturing to God on what He should like in creating Him in our image, instead we should know we're created in God's image, and we should try to worship God as per God's instructions. V'chein Rashi says, Oimer, so too, this language is used, v'hektiro ma'koyin ha'mizbecha, the koyin will bring it on the mizbeach. What will the koyin bring? V'hektirom, that which Hashem said he should bring. And this would be lechem ishei, that would be a bread, a fire offering, or a fire offering of bread. So we see that following Hashem's words, and that which the koyin burns on the mizbeach, is called the lechem, it's called the daily bread. Le'ishai, Isha Rashi says, Hanitonim, which this lachmi, this daily bread, proverbial obviously, this euphemistic daily bread, is nitonim le'ishe ha-mizbechi, is placed on the fires of my mizbeach. So the fire has a plural. It doesn't say eish, it says ishai. And the reason is because there were a number of different fires burning on the mizbeach. There was also a fire that was brought by the Kohanim, the eish molmata, and then was an eish molmaila, a fire that came down from heaven, a heavenly and miraculous fire. So this is the idea of ishai, the idea of the multiple fires of the mizbeach that would burn and consume the korban. Tishmeru, what is the meaning of tishmeru? So in addition to the very technical meaning of tishmeru, this is what you should keep, this is what you should watch, watch this, make sure you follow and do exactly what you're supposed to. So there's a deeper meaning of tishmeru, and that is, Sheyiyu Kohanim Ulevim V'Yisraelim, that all classes of Jews should be represented at the Korban. In other words, If Tishmeru literally means you should keep it, why does Rashi have to give us an interpretation? Why does he have to explain that it means something else? The answer is simple. Look at the beginning of the verse. Tzav es b'nei Yisrael, command the children of Israel. What should you command them? V'amarta lehem, you should say to them. So obviously, if it's God commanding and God saying, what does God expect us to do? He expects us to do it. So why do you have to say Tishmeru? So Tishmeru can't just mean simply that you should keep these mitzvahs. All mitzvahs should be kept. And therefore, Rashi tells us that Tishmeru is ultimately a reference to the different classes of Jews, the Kohanim, who would be engaged in the actual bringing of the Karban, the Levim, who were there to accompany with music, and finally the Yisraelim, a selection of ordinary Israelites, who would represent the Jewish people, the entirety of the nation, by being on site at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. They were always on hand. So the Korban would come actually from the money that was collected from the entirety of the Jewish people. It came from the Machzis HaShekel, and there had to be the Bailim, had to be, so to speak, the owners. So who represented us as a nation each and every single day when an offering is brought in the morning and a daily offering is brought in the afternoon? The answer is members of the Israelite nation, members of the tribes, not from the tribe of Levi. They would come, they were called Anshei Maimed, were called people who would stand in, and these stand-ins, these reps of the Jewish people would always be there at the Korban, and all of that is Tishmeru. Everybody has to be there watching, guarding, ensuring that everything happens as Hashem commanded us. And Mikan Lamdu, it is from this word that our sages understood, as the Gemara in Masechet Tanis on page 27 tells us, the Tiknu, our sages ordained and created this injunction of Ma'amadais, of the stand-ins, of people who would always be there. Finally, the last word of the pasuk is b'moy adoy. What does moy adoy mean? In its appointed time. So Rashi says, what is the meaning of in its appointed time? What could that mean? It says, tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'amar t'aleim es korban ilach mil'ishay. My fire offering, my korban, you should make sure to keep. B'moy adoy, in its appointed time, Rashi says, you know what this means? B'chol yoyim hu moy adat midim. We're going to find out that the appointed time for daily offerings is on a daily basis. Daily offerings are brought daily. And the obvious question is, really? Daily offerings are brought daily? And if we wouldn't have Rashi, what would we think? That daily offerings are brought weekly? Monthly? Annually? What's the meaning of daily offerings are brought daily? Self-understood. The last time I checked, daily means every day. And Hashem tells us what has to happen in the very next verse. Ve'amarta alohem, you should say to them, verse 3, Zeha Isha, this is the fire offering, asher takrivu la'Hashem, that you should bring before God. Kvasim b'nei shana tamimim, what should the fire offering be? Should we bring pitas, bread? What should we bring? The answer is lambs. How old? Yearling lambs, b'nei shana. What should those lambs look like? They should be tamim, they should be intact. Shnayim, two, layoim, every day, oilo tamid, a continuous and ongoing offering. In my books, that means daily. That's pretty clear. Yearling lambs, every single day. In case you're not sure what that means, or when exactly during the day, the Torah further specifies in verse 4, es keves achad, the hakeves achad, the one lamb, would be tasaba baker, you'll make it in the morning, the eis hakeves hasheni, and the second lamb, tasab ben harboim. Okay. It says that it's supposed to be every day. It says it's ongoing, it's continuous. It says one is in the morning, one is in the evening. All right, so if we wouldn't have this word b'mayadai, when would you think it is? And what did Rashi add? He said b'mayadai means every day is its appointed time. Well, elementary, my Watson, if it's going to be daily, every day will be its appointed time. What did Rashi add? So clearly Rashi is bothered by the fact that the Torah says b'mayadai. It should say, korbani lachmi li'ishai lahakrivli. Why does it have to add the word b'mayadai? But this itself does not really answer the question. Yeah, it's a good question. Why does it say b'mayadai? So Rashi says, b'mayadai. The Torah wants you to know b'mayadai means every single day. Yeah, I kind of knew that. If it's daily, it's every single day. So what does it mean in its appointed time, every single day? Bring the daily offering and it's in its appointed time, in its appointed time, every single day. Stavra pashut. Well, so it seems. So let's take a look now at the Bureau book. There offers us a phenomenal insight into the concept of daily devotions, the notion of ongoing offerings. We'll appreciate it now on a whole new level. And we'll understand what Rashi is saying, and we'll also understand and appreciate how we are expected to serve Hashem in today's day and age, despite the fact that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash and the Korbanot in the most literal fashion. Page Kuf Nun Zayin. This would be Simin Chav Zayin, the 27th entry under Parshas Pinchas. So Rashi, the Rebbe begins his analysis by telling us that the question that I just shared with you is not even the Rebbe's question. This is a question that many of the commentaries discussed and talked about. Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrahi, known as the Re'eim, he speaks about this. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal of Prague, in his commentary, he asked this question, as do many of the other commentaries on Rashi. What, pray tell, was added with the words, B'mayadai? What does it mean, B'mayadai? B'chol yoy mayadat midim. Every day is the appointed time of the ongoing offerings. So this is the Rebbe's answer, my friends. V'yesh leimer. The Rebbe says on a very, very simple level, Kavonas Rashi, the intention, the meaning that Rashi had intended with these words, is liyashev kushi bepirish hamilu b'moyadei. There is an intrinsic problem with the word b'moyadei. B'moyadei, in its appointed time, by its very definition, seems to contradict the concept of daily. B'moyadei and daily are not one and the same. Why not? Because pirish hamilu b'moyadei, the meaning of the word b'moyadei, which is appointed time or special time, Huzman Mugdar, that's a time, a frame, a specific frame of time, which is Nikva, which has been affixed and established, L'matara Misayemis, for a particular purpose. So there's a day in which such and such is going to be done. People say, okay, this is going to be my wedding day. Okay, so no, this is the wedding day. This is the day my children are getting married. This is the day I leave on vacation. This is the day that I'm going to launch this new project. You take a day, set aside a day. This is the day this is going to happen. And people work towards that day. So Ketzad Nitan, how then is it possible it came? Ledaber al moy adoy, to speak about the concept of an appointed, a fixed day on Korban Tomid, on a Korban, on an offering, which doesn't have an affixed day. Which day should you bring the Korban Tomid? Which day is set aside for it? Which day has been uniquely designated for this Korban Tomid? Every day. Every day is not a unique day. Every day is every day. In fact, in plain English, every day means the regular. And then there's holiday, which is like a holy day or a special day. The Mayad day means a holiday. In fact, what do we call holidays in Hebrew? If it's a kind of weekday holiday, we call it Chol HaMayad, or we call it the Moed. The Moed is the appointed time. Pesach is an appointed time. It's not a regular time.
Why do they translate it as a prescribed time rather than prescribed day?
Why do you translate it as a prescribed time? Because it is a prescribed time. It's a time in which certain prescriptions have to be done. It could be a certain time within the day. It could be a night in a day. It could be a week, which is an appointed time. It doesn't have to be a day. Pesach is a week long. Sukkot is 8 days long. These are moyadim. Moyadim are holidays, appointed times. Either chunks of time, or a few days, or a larger scrimmage of time. And that area of time, that particular collection of days is designated, set aside, separate, and made unique. That doesn't fit with the word moyad. I mean tamid. Tamid means always. Korban shaloi nikva avur yom mugdar. Some would say, for which day was the Korban Tomid established? And what's the answer? For no special day. Rather, every day. And in fact, in English, how do we say mundane? Ordinary, like a pedestrian thing? We call it an everyday reality. So there's an everyday reality and a holiday reality. A special day reality and an everyday. And every day is not a holiday. Because if every day is a holiday, then a holiday is not a holiday. Then it's an everyday. This is something which is done in the Hebraic verbiage, midei yoim b'yoimai. It indicates almost something that's monotonous. It's the daily grind. Every day. Every day is not exciting. Every day is whatever. The excitement is special days, unique days. And people actually need to function in two ways. They need to function in every day, because it needs to be consistency. And we also need a little excitement. We also need something different, something unique. We all need a holiday to freshen up, to inspire us. The nature, the human being wants something different. We don't do well with monotony. Monotony, it's monotonous, it's boring. And here, you're attributing that which, by definition, is monotonous as the exciting events of today. Which are the exciting events of today? Every day. That's not the exciting events of today. Kushi zeh miyashav Rashi. It's exactly this question that Rashi came to address, says the Rebbe, in his commentary, when he added five words to explain this word, b'mayadai. B'chol yoim, every day, hu mo'ed hatmidim. That's the special day of the ongoing. What does that mean? Every day? Every day is the special day of the ongoing. It means like this. Korban tamid eino nechshav korban she'ein lo mo'ed mugdar. The daily offering cannot be viewed as something which does not have a specific day. It does have a specific day. Do you know which day that is? Ela heipach, hunachin. The opposite is true. Kol yoim nechshav k'moyed miyuchad. Every day is special. For what? For today. How often do people say, I didn't do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm sure you will. But tomorrow will never work for today. Because today only comes once. Think of it as a strip of film, and each square represents a different frame of time, and the strip is moving. You'll only be in this frame once in your life. Today will never return. Today comes only once. Every day is a unique day that will never be repeated. And its message is that this is the moed for today's korban. Today's korban can never be brought again. It can only be brought in today. And once today goes by, today's korban is lost. As the expression goes, avar yoimoi, batal korbanai. The day has passed us by, the day is gone, the korban is gone. It's a chance you never get again. You can't replace that day. You can't make up for time lost. There is no such thing. You can utilize time fully, and you should, at any particular moment. And if you utilize time fully, you've utilized this moment appropriately, but that doesn't make up for the day that was lost. The day that was lost never comes back.
So putting on tefillin, is that a korban tamid?
Absolutely, putting on tefillin is a korban tamid. And guess what? The opportunity of putting on tefillin today will never come again for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's a great example. I meet people, I say, come, let's put on tefillin. They say, leave me alone, Rabbi. I'll do it tomorrow. I said, I hope you will, but tomorrow is not today. Tomorrow will never, ever make up for today. Every single day, and really, there's a teaching of Chassidus on the Pasuk that says, Yamim Yitzaru V'loy Echad Bahem, that days are created, and each day has Echad, has oneness in it. Meaning, every day is an opportunity to create oneness with Hashem. And the opportunity of today will never return. It only comes once in a lifetime. Today, you have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to put on tefillin. Today, you have that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Why? Because tomorrow's davening, it can never replace today's.
Tell them that.
I'm trying to. La hevdil zeh yeshna hashlocha maisis. This distinction that was made here of how we look at a day as a unique opportunity actually has a practical difference. What's the practical difference? What happens if a korban wasn't brought on a particular day? So ilo hayo korban atomid korban shein le moyed mugdar. If the korban tomid was a day which didn't have a specific time. It was just an ongoing offering. I could have thought, if the korban wasn't brought today, all right, tomorrow I'll bring two korbanot. You had to bring so many and so many korbanot. Today was lost, fine, bring it tomorrow. According to Rashi's novelty here, which Rashi brilliantly explains the Torah's words, b'moyadoi. The daily devotion, the ongoing offering has to be in its day. In its day means, shekol yoim umayad miyuchad. Every day is a special day. Every day is a special opportunity. It's a special opportunity. La'akrovas korban atomid shel yoim zeh. Today is never returning. Today you have a special opportunity to bring the daily offering. But the daily offering of today never returns. And therefore, amavar yoim, the day passes, as the language of Rashi, which is found in multiple places, batal korbanai, then this closeness, this korban, this opportunity for achieve oneness is lost forever. Shuv lo nitam lahakiv korban zeh. You'll never be able to bring this korban again. Now we understand why the Torah uses such an unusual expression as b'moyadai, because now we appreciate the nature of the daily devotion and the ongoing offering in a whole new way. It's not monotonous. It's not just whatever, same old. It's today a special opportunity to serve Hashem it's never come to us before, I will never return again. Make your day count.